kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
John, Lynn, welcome to the program. Thank you for being here in SBS. First and foremost, can you talk us about what is VBVA, or Victorian Badminton Veterans Association?
Okay, Victorian Badminton Veterans Association is an affiliated body with Badminton Victoria. It's a voluntary run non-profit organisation providing opportunity for men and all players, so regardless of sex, from age of 35 and upwards, to play and enjoy the game of badminton. Competitions are held in a social fun environment at various Melbourne and regional sports centres across Victoria. All right, the actual association started in 1982, so it's over 40 years ago, getting close to 45 years. It came about as an idea from players who had been playing at Kilsyth in the Country Week Championships. Some of the players there were getting to be age 40 and over, and what they were finding, I think, was that many of the Country Week players were younger players, and therefore they were finding it hard to compete. So they came up with the idea of trying to set up tournaments, weekend tournaments, for players what was then 40 years and over, and it's continued on since then.
Personally, both of you, how long have you been part of the association?
I've been involved with VBVA for 25 years as a player, and more recently in the last 6 years as a committee member.
Okay, and you, John?
I played in one of the early tournaments in 1982 at Wodonga. I wasn't quite of legitimate age at that time. I think I was about 35, 36. But to manage to fill up extra teams, and for that tournament in Wodonga, they had 16 teams, which was a good start for that particular area. And obviously most of the teams had travelled from Melbourne to Wodonga for that particular tournament.
So for the association, John and Lynn, what's the main goal of the team or the group?
I guess we're here to promote badminton, to offer a venue for the slightly older, although I begin to think 35 is not that old these days, but to be able to play badminton, and also I guess supporting the regions has been one of the focuses, to bring players to the different country towns. It helps the country town, and it's very friendly and enjoyable environment.
Yes, because I think some of you mentioned like the age range of the players are from 35 above, right? So it's not really that old. They said life begins at what, 40, 50?
Like that, yeah.
So it's probably encouraging a lot of people. What can you say about the growth of the players, like the people who join over the years? Did it increase over the years?
I think generally it did increase in the earlier years, but we had a little bit of a slowdown period in the, 15 years ago, which is when the association considered changing the age limit and dropping it to 35, which certainly has increased our player numbers. We have in the vicinity of 1,500 players that play actively each year, but general active players, we've got nearly 3,000 that are... So not everybody plays every tournament. And I'm pleased to say currently we've got 16 of our 80-year-old plus players still playing. So they started, look, when John did, a long time ago, and they're still playing.
I am just curious, during the pandemic, how did you guys cope with the association? Of course, everything has been paused, everything has been halted. So how did you cope, like, how were you able to continue the association after the pandemic and even handling the current situation at that time?
We did manage to play a few tournaments over the pandemic time, like pre and post the lockdowns, but we only had about two tournaments on those 2 years. But we obviously kept communicating with our players, which we do on a regular basis. And I guess to support the players when we finally did get back at full force again, we waived the fees and we did a few things to help both the clubs and the players and to encourage them all to come back, and they've come back in full swing.
In terms of the tournaments, I know there's a lot of tournaments every month, maybe every week in the whole Victoria. So can you talk us about those tournaments that you're creating for the Victorian?
Okay, for this year we have 11 weekend tournaments on the calendar. Of those, Geelong has already happened, was last several weeks ago. Melton, a new one, is coming up with SBC being the host coordinators there. Later on, we move to Ballarat, Latrobe Valley, Swan Hill, Western Suburbs, Bendigo Eaglehawk, Shepparton, Diamond Valley are getting a tournament this year, Wodonga or Albury Wodonga, and Sale Mafra. So there are quite a range of, let's call them, Melbourne tournaments, yeah, and a very good range of regional tournaments.
As an association, we sort of sit over at the top of all of the hosts. And yes, we meet with the hosts each year. We have a number of clubs that are interested in becoming hosts. We have a couple on our list already wanting to host in 2027. Mm-hmm. But the majority of our hosts have been with us for many, many years, so we will continue to support them while they can continue to support us, but at the same time give new hosts an opportunity to enter, and hopefully they might want to continue as well. You never know.
And having said that, how do you support the veteran badminton players?
Okay, we run a grading system so that what it attempts to do is to enable players to play against people approximately their own standard. Now, that can vary within teams because you can have strong and weaker players in a team, so it's not a perfect system. But in general, you are playing against players roughly your own standard, and there are grades from A grade, and there might be four divisions of A grade, B grade, C grade, down to currently C, D grade. So players are graded, therefore the teams, when they enter their teams, the team average is worked out, and the teams are put into pools of either four or six teams for the weekend, and hopefully everyone's going to have lots of fun.
It's definitely what it's about, enjoying yourself.
Yeah. And being in the association for, let's say, more than 20 years, what are the greatest achievements that you can share or that you can remember of the association? There must be a lot, for sure.
I think it's just the social aspect of being away. Well, in many cases, if you go to the regional areas, you're away for the weekend. If you're in Melbourne, yes, you do travel home, and it's not quite the same in many cases. Unless you're actually travelling from the regional areas to Melbourne, then those teams stay around, socialise for dinner on the Saturday, or could be Friday night and Saturday nights, and then travel back home. So it's more the socialisation and the fun people have. They come across, you know, meet up with people at each tournament, and they really have a good time.
You know, it's really a good thing that you guys mentioned the socialisation, because here in Australia, there's always a study that loneliness, especially for the elders, are increasing, like, the percentage every year. Mm-hmm. So do you think, guys, these activities, especially the association, really helps a lot of people?
Oh, definitely. I think you find as you go to the various regions when we're running a tournament, you'll arrive at a restaurant that night and you'll end up being sitting there with 20 or 30 other players that have been on the courts as well. So it's, yes, it is, as John said, it's a very, very social, friendly atmosphere that we try to support. Mm-hmm. And, yes, and as I said, the fact that we've still got our 80-pluses playing and they're out there enjoying that Saturday night as well as everybody else, yeah.
And you guys, just like being an ordinary person each day, how do you guys encourage, like, maybe the old people in joining the organization? You know, because you have to be active, right?
I don't know that we do that very well, but during the year we do what we call give out Golden Achiever Awards to those who turn 80, which is well received at the tournaments because people recognise that they've survived and are enjoying playing the game at that age. So, you know, they can obviously see the benefits of being involved and the socialisation that's involved. And surprisingly enough, when I've, in presenting some of those awards, have investigated from the people how long they've been playing, many of them have only started playing badminton in their late 30s, 40s, sometimes even 50s, which surprised me, actually, given that I grew up with playing badminton. Mm. I just assume most people have played since primary school, secondary school years. not so. They mostly seem to take it up, many of them, in that are long-lasting, in that 35-plus, 40, 50, 60-year age group, and they thoroughly enjoy the exercise and B, the social connections that they make.
And speaking of the connection, what can you guys say about the Filipino community that, like, the Shuttle Masher Club? So what can you say about their involvement in the every tournament? Because you guys mentioned you have, like, more than 50-plus groups, like, under the association, mm-hmm. right? So and a part of them are the Filipino community. So what are the reflection towards them?
I think I'd have to say the Shuttle Mashers bring with them enthusiasm. We always know they're there. They're not quiet.
No, they're not.
I would say boisterous, but that's a compliment, not a derogatory statement.
No, it's just lovely to see them enjoy themselves so much and really get involved, and that's what we visually see what's going on. Yeah.
Do they have a like an influence with the association? Like, are they very encouraging as well?
Yeah, they're certainly, their numbers have multiplied quite drastically, as Rainey will probably tell you. Yes, that certainly our new player, since you guys have joined, and a lot of the other new clubs, I must admit, have really grown quite considerably. I mean, I do the statistics for our president quite often, and the active players that play each year, if I go back maybe 4 years now, we barely would have 800 players playing actively each year. Now we're up to 1,500. Mm-hmm. So certainly things have developed quite a lot, and I guess that's certainly you've helped a lot, yes.
I would encourage anyone who's even remotely interested to look up for a local badminton club. The Badminton Victoria website has most of, well, all their Badminton Victoria members are shown on the website. They can go online and see who is the closest and times that they play on that website. We also have our own Badminton Victorian Veterans website, mm-hmm. which encourages individual players, if they haven't got a team, to actually nominate themselves for a particular tournament. Mm-hmm. And if some teams occasionally are looking for a fill-in player, mm-hmm. they are then allocated to those teams. So there's a way of getting into badminton if you really want to be there.
Yeah, just recently, just this week, I've got somebody who wants to play in your tournament from Sydney. And so, I mean, it's happening all the time. So, yes, they are playing. They'll be at Cobble Bank Stadium in 2 weeks' time.
E like, e share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.